Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics live around the world. And I don't know where the engineer is, but we're here. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. This is the Inner Sight Funnies Friday night. Within a sight, start the weekend off right, and you want to act stupid or dumb or anything, or you got anything funny to say. Well, what has four wheels and flies? Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah. It's a garbage truck. Oh. Well, today I had to sit out. Fortunately, I had an umbrella over the table, but because of the politicians, I had to sit out in the rain and eat my breakfast. How you like this? Isn't it crazy what you got to go through? Let's see. We got Lauren Hardy coming up later. Stanley's going to run for president. Of course, Oliver will be his manager. That ought to be a regular riot. Louis should be here later. That's if we get our engineer. And what else we got? Well, I want to do the philosopher. If we can never get... We had a song, but I don't know what happened to the song. But anyway, the show is on. The show must go on. We have a sample of the debate, the presidential debate coming up between Mr. Trump and Joe Biden. And that's after they had to pry Joe out of the basement. All right, will you cut that off? Pry him out of the basement. What happened to him? I don't know. I don't think his suit fit. He lost too much weight or something. I don't know. Anyway, we'll have the bits and pieces of the debate coming up. And by the way, incidentally, Mr. Trump will be on Fox News this Sunday for an entire hour. My good friend, Mr. Murdoch, undoubtedly arranged that interview. All right. Mr. Murdoch is a big supporter of Mr. Trump. I knew that way back. And Murdoch was a great supporter of me when I was denied a guide dog. So we have something in common here. Me and Mr. Trump are both supported by Mr. Murdoch. Morally, of course. You know, well, Trump doesn't need the money, but... All right, Inner Sight around the world, and let's see. Oh, we may as well do a few commercials. There's no engineer here. Maybe we'll get that out of the way there. All right, Big East, PaquitaRescue.org. The little bear. My dog gives me the Akita salute. She'll lie on her back. And the paw goes up in the air. You know, every paw goes up in the air. And, you know, that's the Akita. I call it the Akita salute. All right. Adopt an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue .org 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check it out. No, what happened to you?
Well, that's what happened. I was trying to get it.
All right. So we're going to have the song or not?
Yes, we are. You ready?
Here we go. Willie and Haggy. Willie and the Hag.
Right. Okay, here we go.
High on a mountain, yeah, western Montana. A silhouette moves across the cinnamon sky. Riding along on a horse they call music, the song haunts his and the tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loves him. How he thinks her sweet bottom bottom. But we don't ever ask him. He never talks about her. Yes, it's better just let it slide. But he like, oh, he rides away on a horse he called music, a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the music, lost in the boat. Not too much money, way too much ride.
Yeah, sorry. Wait a minute.
The pain.
Sorry about that.
Jump through the moon.
All right, we're evidently having some bliss here, technical stuff going on, all right? Sorry
yeah.
about that.
Well, it went to part of it. You want me to do the rest of it?
No, no, that's fine. That's enough. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. Inner Sight Frolics.
Sorry about that.
And let's see. Kennedy Realty, around the world. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information.
About a house.
And go in or call Mr. Kennedy. And if you're looking for some real estate or a house or an apartment, give Mr. Kennedy a call. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. And protect them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight remind you. And I heard a horrible story from Fox News just before I went on the air about a woman who got 35 years in prison for beating her 5-year-old son to death.
Oh my God!
Horrible, horrible. You know, that I mean, well, it's not supposed to be a serious show tonight, but I don't know what that kid's name was, but we certainly honor and cherish the life of that child.
Yeah.
And they should have shot the bitch. All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, you gotta pay for that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to pay for that. Somebody who did that to a child.
Yeah.
Around the world, Inner Sight, Good Mojo.
On a more positive note, when you're done.
GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Truro Law Center.com, some of our friends. Don't forget, nobody starves on Long Island. You can get dog food, cat food, medical. 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary. So give him a call. 631-484-3085. All right. And don't forget the Long Island Connection. check them out on their Facebook. Some good folks over there trying to make a difference. All right, Inside Around the World, Friday night on the Funnies. Do the Able News, and then we'll try to get some musical background.
Yeah, I got to tell you one. Well, I got to tell you one quick thing after I do Able, okay?
Able News, go ahead.
A positive thing. Okay, here it is. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years. With all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format, the input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is also online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inside Follies Around the World, and let's see, we got Lauren Hardy coming up. Stanley's going to run for president. That should be interesting. And we got Louie coming up, hopefully, later on.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Disabled Friendly Philosophy. You got any music?
Yeah, hold on. But before we do that, can I say one quick thing?
Well, go ahead, say it. Say it right out.
Okay. Say it. My mom's birthday, and I got a little surprise for you. All right?
Oh, your mother's birthday. Happy birthday to Rosie.
She was so happy when I went there, sort of by the window. This is crazy. I had to do it by the window, you know. And she was so happy that you got to hear what she was saying. Okay? So I just got to let that people hear that. She was so happy. So here it comes, okay?
It's very short.
Okay. Here we go.
You know, I can't stay too long. You know why? This virus and I was late. All right? But listen, it's hard for me to get around over here because of the water right now. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Mommy. Happy 86th birthday. Oh, no, not to me. I'm not 85. I love you, Mommy. Take care of your health, okay?
One person in my entire life who wanted to be in a nursing home.
Oh my God. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
One person.
I think they didn't know anything.
All right,
better.
So, give me the philosopher.
No, right. Hold on, let me get to the philosopher.
Some of that music.
Hold on.
In a sight.
Yep. Here we come.
Follies Live. Up again one more time. Let it roll.
All right. Here it comes.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Get rid of all nursing homes. We don't need them. We don't want them.
There you go.
There's no place to put them. And all the money's getting wasted with the taxpayers and the doctors and the nurses and the stupid social workers and all that. What a bunch of morons. They went to school. Well, I'll tell you something. They went to the wrong school. They should have gone to garbage man school. They would have done better emptying the garbage and working in the nursing home. And the system is horrible. The politicians with the system. Now look what happened. You heard about this stupid virus? Well,
yeah.
All those people who got sick and passed away are the morons still leaving them in there. When are they going to listen to us? What about the next disaster that's coming up? Nobody knows when, how, why. Just like we didn't know when, how, and why with this stupid virus. But I'll tell you one thing, guaranteed, there'll be another disaster coming up when you least suspect it. Get rid of the nursing home. Get some good volunteers. Pay their rent once a month and let them go into the homes of people and help them out. That way the state don't have to put out all that money and the taxpayers won't suffer. How many people can't pay the taxes?
Yeah, yeah, get them in there. Yeah, I'll go there with my bathroom suit.
Oh, shut up. We don't get away. Get them out of here. Bathroom suit.
Yeah, in case they got to go to the bathroom, they could borrow my helmet.
Will you get out of here with that helmet? What are you, some kind of a maniac or something? Anyway, we got the presidential preview of the presidential debate with Mr. Trump, Mr. Biden coming up. That's if we can pry Mr. Biden out of the basement. Get the latest on that. I think they had to get a construction crew over there to help him get out of the basement. Poor guy. I think Mr. Biden is disabled.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, we'll have to call if he calls in a site, we'll have to help him. What are we going to do?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The other day. Now the news didn't pick this up because they don't do all the stories, but Inside knows about it. The other day, Gabriel was in Delaware and he happened to knock on Mr. Biden's door. See, I gotta go to the bathroom, and Joe Biden opened the door and he got terrified. Oh, what's that? Sorry, Mr. Biden. Didn't mean to scare you. That's my bathroom outfit. What? Bathroom outfit? I need help. Somebody help me. What am I going to do? I need help.
You could borrow my boots.
I don't want any boots.
Well, how about the helmet or the...
Why are you wearing that bright yellow raincoat for? You expect a blizzard? It's 85 degrees out here.
Well, I got to go to the bathroom, so I have to keep the coat on. Can I use your bathroom? You're in the bathroom.
And Mr. Biden wouldn't let him in. So he sent him down the road there to the woods. All right. And that's when the cops came and said, what are you doing in the woods, buddy? The helmet with the bathroom. All right, in a sight. Funny that the news didn't publish that story. How come they didn't publish that story? They don't publish all the stories. All right, around the world, in a sight, and... Let's see. What do we got? Oh, we got Lauren Hardy coming up. Oh, yeah. That should be funny. Stan Laurel for President of the United States. I think Stan Laurel could beat Mr. Trump. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Quite interesting.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
okay, give me a little Lauren Hardy music, and we'll knock it out here. Lauren Hardy, presidential race, folks.
Yeah.
Let's see, July, August, September, October, no, 4 months away.
Could you believe that?
A little more than 4 months. Yeah. Presidential.
Why can't I get the
candidates? People who want to be president. I mean, you know, it's so tempting that you got people who just say it as a joke. Know what happened to this guy West? Did he quit?
He did.
That's what I thought. You know, you never heard
that
from him again after he.
Yeah.
The initial.
Give me 1 second. I don't know why. Let me go to the other.
The
phone.
Initial
okay.
proposal. You know. All right, in a site. We got.
You said you want
technical.
Lauren Hardy.
Yeah, we got technical. There it is. Well, Stanley, I have the idea of a lifetime for you. When the lifetime, but I've got one lifetime. I don't need another one. No, this is for your lifetime. Have you ever thought of running for president of the United States of America? Me? Me run? Well, I'm not an American citizen. I come from Britain, you know. Well, that's all right. We'll pass up on that. Pass up on it? Yes, I have a letter here from Her Majesty the Queen endorsing you as President of the United States. Now, what do you think of that? Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know if I can handle it, Ollie. It's quite a responsibility, you know. Well, I will be your campaign manager. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Now I know I don't want to run. I mean, instead, I better not walk. I better run away. Never mind.
Okay.
Now, listen. I've written a speech, and I want you to, we're going to go out in the street. This is how to get votes, see? You go right to the people, out in the street, and you talk to the people, and you let them know that you care about them. Now, come on. Well, do I have to? Well, of course you have to. You're running for the biggest office in the world, President of the United States. Now, come on. Oh, here, this looks like a good corner. Oh, pardon me, sir. Stanley Laurel, Mr. Laurel for president. Who's Mr. Laurel? Oh, there he is. He's right there. Looks like he's got to gain some weight. Kind of skinny, isn't he? Well, that's because he's in shape. Mr. Law, if you become president, what are you going to do about weight control? Well, I'll have to eat more so people can eat less. Hey, boy, that's a good answer. I don't know if I'd vote for this mug. He doesn't seem too bright. Who gave you this idea anyway? He did. That's what I figured. Too nuts. Don't mind him. He's just for the other party. Yeah, the president, Mr. Trumpet. I hear he's a very nice fellow, you know. Never mind. It's got nothing to do with it. Now, here's a... Oh, look. Let's ask this lady. Miss? Miss?
Yes? What do you want? Don't bother me. I'm very busy. I have to go find my son before he gets more in trouble.
We hope he doesn't get in trouble, but this is Mr. Laurel. He's running for President of the United States.
Oh, President of the United States? Well, I hope if you win, I hope you can help my son. He's very disturbed. They give him all kinds of stupid drugs, and he's getting worse, you know. He walks around with a helmet and boots all the time. And a raincoat to go to the bathroom.
The bathroom?
Yes, yes. You don't understand. He goes in the bathroom with a big raincoat like a fire department. What's wrong with him?
Well, I don't know, but why don't you tell him to put the fire out? Maybe that'll help. Oh, shut up. Well, thank you, miss. Don't forget to vote for Stan Laurel for president.
Yeah, right?
Hey, here comes another. Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. That's her son. Oh, yeah. I think he's got the coat and the boots and everything. Look at him. what's going on here? Is this a demonstration? Well, of course it's a demonstration. Can't you see that? You see that sign? Laurel for president. Boy, you get any votes? Well, of course we've got votes. Well, Mr. Stanley Laurel, I'd like to ask you a question. Very important. You know, people don't usually think of it much, but it's very important. If you become president, will you pass a law that people can go with themselves in public?
What? What are you talking about?
People should be able to go with themselves out there, you know, because it's very important. You have to keep your body in good condition.
Well, I don't know. Go where? Where are you going?
Well, go anywhere you want to go. I mean, you know, uptown, downtown, behind the building, in anywhere, you know.
No.
Well, I don't think you should go at all. Maybe you ought to go home.
Go home? Go home?
Yeah, right?
I can't go home.
Well, why not?
Well, I haven't got a home. I gave it up. I got tired of paying rent. I gave up my home. My mother's out there every day trying to find me, but she can't find me. But, you know, what are you going to do about people going with themselves?
Well, I don't know, but you better go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
President Laurel. That's the president talking.
Well, yeah.
Now, listen, Ollie. Are you serious about all this? Because, you know, there's a lot of good people who could probably do a better job than me. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know how to be a politician. Well, let me see. Can you say, I'll look into it? I'll look into it. There you go. There's one. Can you say, I don't know the answer to that? I don't know the answer to that. There's another one.
Yeah.
See, that's all you need.
Can you say, call me next week and I'll try to have the answer?
Well, call me next week and I won't be here. Why don't? All right, in sight. Politician. All right.
That is the truth right there.
Around the world. Woo! Let's see, what else we got?
True.
Oh, you're not going to believe it, but somebody called me up anonymously and said, I think Jimmy Dinigan ought to be president. I said, what? Are you crazy? Jimmy Dinigan?
Jimmy
because
Dinigan.
He's got a...
Oh, no.
He'll make people laugh, and they'll forget all their troubles. That's crazy. Jimmy Dinigan cannot be president of this country. Would be an absolute disaster.
Yes.
You know, all he would do is sit around and drink ginger ale all day and then sing to the bottles. That's all he would do.
He's probably right. You're right.
He wouldn't know how to do anything else. And then to make it worse, he'd probably make his brother vice president.
Oh, no.
What a fiasco that would be.
No. Yeah, I'd say.
And then on top of that, he would probably pass a law that everybody should wear bathroom suits.
Bathroom suits? Oh, no.
And they'd have to make seasonal ones, you know, summer, winter, spring, and fall. Well, now you got four bathroom suits in your closet. Pardon me. That's what Jimmy Dinigan would do if he was president. He's crazy enough to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And then he'd go around. He wouldn't have to have the military. What do you mean? Well, he would go around and if he ever wanted to get rid of undesirables, all he'd have to do is go,
oh, yeah,
and
that would be the over and done.
If that worked, it should be introduced to the UN as the greatest cure for world peace ever.
That's true.
I don't think so.
Very true.
All right. Now, we got the preview of the presidential debate coming up with Biden and Trump, and it's narrated by the late, great George Burns. So.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Nice.
All right, around the world, in a sight, television. Don't forget television. 8:30 Wednesday night, Long Island. Check us out. Channel 20. Yeah, we're still on. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, you're still on the show? I said, oh, yeah. I'm still on reruns, but I'm still on.
Yeah,
all right.
Still on.
And 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Manhattan. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Oh, by the way, if you want to call up here and act like an idiot, go ahead. 213-816-1650. All right. We ought to have a contest. I just thought of a great contest. See? Number one idiot in the world.
No.
What would be the prize? Let's see, the prize. I mean, I have to get a nice prize. Oh, I know.
Definitely.
I got the prize. A pair of shoes that don't match.
That's about
A minute. And the prize will be administered and given by the great late Jack Benny. Now, wait a minute. If you think that I'm going to give somebody a pair of shoes that don't match, you're out of your mind. Well, why not, Mr. Benny? I mean, just think of all the money you'd save. Money?
Yeah, right.
Did you say money?
Well, of course. If you had two pairs of shoes, see, one shoe would be the regular price, and the other shoe would be another price. It would be less money because it's not a match. Well, I never thought of that. On second thought, I'll take the job. How much does it pay? Oh, this is strictly a volunteer job, you know. Volunteer. I learned to volunteer when I was in the Army, and I learned never to volunteer. Now, where are we going to get the people for this contest anyway? Well, hopefully... Hopefully they'll call in.
Are
the phones lit up? Are there any phone calls? Number one idiot. Any phone calls for the anybody who wants to win a pair of shoes that don't match?
Not for that. This is for your regular show. Not for number one idiot.
Well, it's a good thing. Nobody called in.
Yeah, well, we have somebody who called in, but not for that.
All right. In the side. Shoes that don't match.
Yeah.
Well, what color? What color
like
do you
that,
want?
You know.
Well,
color?
You can have one yellow and one green, or one red and one blue. You know, bright colors. I want bright colors. Light up the world. Oh, shut up.
Light up the world. Oh, my. Light up the world, eh?
All right, we got a phone call. Who we got on?
We got Maureen. Correct.
Oh, Maureen, all right, from Queens. All right.
Yeah.
Nursing home advocate.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold
all
on.
Right.
All right, Maureen. Here she, oh, we also have Louie. Who do you want first? Maureen has been in the queue, though.
All right.
Louie just called in.
Around the world, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. The big debate coming up between Mr. Trump and Joe Biden. But the problem is very serious. We couldn't get Joe out of the basement, see? And his mask got stuck on his face, so... He had to get some what do you call it to get it off? Some of that what do you call that stuff that removes skin or you know?
Skin.
Yeah, what is that stuff? The mask. Huh?
Oh, for the mask. Oh.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Skin
skin remover.
No, it's exfoliator, I think.
Skin remover or non-toxic.
skin remover.
Non-toxic skin.
Non-toxic skin, eh?
Remover.
Right.
Sorry. So,
removes the skin?
Yeah. So Mr. Burns, George Burns, you know, was the narrator, and he went to Mr. Biden's house. Mr. Trump was waiting in the studio, see? And he knocks on the door. Joe, are you in there, Joe? Joe, I can't hear you. I'm an old man. I'm going deaf, you know. Hi, I'm in here, George. Well, what do you want? Well, we got to have a big debate, see? People want to know what you're going to do when you become president. Well, the first thing I gotta do is get new skin. New skin.
New skin.
What happened to the old skin? I don't know. I can't find it. Wait a minute. You can't find your skin. What kind of a joke is that? I mean, that's the most horrible joke I ever heard of in my life. And I've been doing jokes for 200 years. Now listen, you're going to do this debate, or aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do this debate. I need a lot of help. Now,
wait a minute. you want to be president of the United States, you need a lot of help. It works the other way around. You're supposed to help people. They're not supposed
That's
to help
right.
you. Did you ever hear of that?
No, I never heard of that. You mean I gotta help people? Well, of course.
Uh-oh.
Well, how am I going to help them? Well, you gotta pass a law.
A law?
That's
law.
Right.
Yeah, of course. You gotta, now listen, let come on out of the basement. We'll go over to the studio and and we'll have the debate. What do you say?
Well, all right. Is it all right if I wear my helmet?
I don't care what you wear. Come on, just get over it.
No.
So they finally get George out of the basement and the back door, see, and they whisk him into the limousine, boom, 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 you know, close the door, they got the air conditioner on. And they bring him down to the studio, and Mr. Trump is, well, what happened to Joe? Where is he? Where's Biden? he's sitting over there, surrounded by the Secret Service and all that, and big guns and everything. Jets flying overhead, all the presidential power, and Biden walks in, and Trump says, "Where's Mr. Biden? Is he gonna be here or not? He won't even show up." And Burns said, "I'm President Trump, take it easy now. Here's Joe. He's right here." And then Trump takes a look at him. Who's that? that's Joe
you
Biden.
You don't recognize him anymore.
That's the president and the fellow who wants to be president of the United States. That wants to be president of the United States?
There
what
you
happened
go.
To his face? Where's his tie? Where did you get that suit,
so
Joe?
Bad.
Did you pick
so
it up at the nearest morgue in the back? Somebody who passed from the corona?
No.
No, President.
President,
I need a lot of help. We know that, Joe. Well, now, listen, wait a minute. Now, sit down. By the way, where's my box of cigars? Oh, right here, George. Oh, Jay, thank you. I never can function properly without a cigar, you know. Now, listen, the first question is from the viewers, see, to Biden. If you were president of the United States, how would you handle the crisis in China?
Oh, make sure I got plenty of rice.
Plenty of rice. Plenty of rice.
Plenty of rice.
What are you, a moron or something?
Plenty of rice.
Chinese people don't eat
really
rice.
Yeah.
They don't. What do you mean, President Trump? They eat rice. No, they don't. They hate rice. Okay. Mr. Trump, now the same question. How would you handle the crisis situation in China? Well, first of all, I'd get all those Chinese responsible for it, and I'd string them up. No question that. See? And then I'd make sure that the people who suffered would be in their will before I string them up. Well, that's quite an interesting observation. By the way, these cigars are very good. All right, what? The next question. Mr. Biden... what do you think we ought to do with the situation of people going out and rioting and they want to destroy things?
Oh, I don't like that. That's not very nice. I need a lot of help.
Yeah, you need a lot of help. That's right. What would you do?
I'd go and tell them, don't do that. That's very bad.
Dude, it's very bad. Well, would you pass a law?
Well, sure, I'd have to pass a good law, a law that would tell them,
All right. Mr. Trump, how would you handle the situation of the riots and people violating the law? I'd lock them up. I'd make sure that I'd lock them up and there would be no, you heard the expression, throw the key away? Well, sure, yeah. Well, I would lock them up where there was no key. You wouldn't even have to throw it away. No key, and I'd make sure they get a fair trial the American way, and then I'd lock them up. Gee, he's pretty tough, this guy, Mr. President. I never realized how tough you were. Well, sure, Joe, you got to be tough. You can't be wimpy and hide in the basement. Oh, I better get back to the basement. I got an appointment with my psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
Why do you need a psychiatrist for? Well, because they said I was going crazy, but I don't think I'm. Do you think I'm crazy, Mr. President? Oh no, I don't think you're crazy.
That's
Joe.
A weighted question.
You know, I think you're out of your mind. Get him out of here.
Very weighted question there.
The debate.
Yeah.
I'd love to
nice
hear a debate.
Eh?
I'd love to hear a debate between Trump and Biden. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
That'd be fun. I think there will be eventually.
I just hope Mr. Biden makes it through.
Yeah.
He seems kind of frail, doesn't he?
It seems kind of weird sometimes. I don't want any either candidate, by the way. I've gotten to the point that I'm writing somebody in.
Yeah. But anyway,
you know,
folks,
Mickey Mouse?
all in good fun. Now, don't take all this stuff seriously, you know. It's all in fun, and I'm sure they're both good men. All right.
They are, in a way.
All right, around the world, in a sight. Is Louie on the line?
Yeah, hang on. Let me see if he's on the line. Hold on.
Louie Rivera on in a sight.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Hold on.
Let's get Louie in here. See what's going on.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Hey,
how
are
you doing, Louie?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Lou.
Louie,
how are you? I like your voice through the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on with you guys? You're talking
now,
about...
Hey, Louie, let me ask you. What do you think of Mr. Trump, President Trump?
Tell you gotta do something with that coronavirus pandemic. He keeps talking about the politics and the coronavirus and all that stuff, you know.
That's it. How about Mr. Biden?
Okay. I don't know, Frank. I know Andrew Cuomo, I know, and I know Bill de Blasio, I know about the coronavirus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You don't know Biden. All right.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you something, Frank. All you need is Bengay to give you a
Ben
good rub down with Bengay.
I didn't know Ben was gay.
Bengay, yeah.
Why are you talking
Bengay
about
for your
Bengay
back and your kneecap and all that to kill that infection, you know, and that sanitizer you kill
yeah,
the
sure,
coronavirus
we'll kill
and give it to and right into the toilet.
Wait a minute. Ben Jay kills coronavirus?
Yep.
Not only that,
the
it killed the
discovery
infection
world.
On your...
Yeah.
No, it hurts
Louis
your back.
Discovered the cure for coronavirus.
Ben Jay. Icy hot will kill it.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
He's so fresh, Frank. You really
what a
are.
Show. In a sight, I can
bad,
see the headline.
Right, Louie?
The headline.
Yeah,
tomorrow morning's headline. In a sight, Louie Rivera discovers the cure to coronavirus.
Sure.
Bengay.
There you go.
Boy,
Bengay,
the gay community is going to love you.
He's the one that kills the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get Buffy Casalvo. She don't need no Bengay. She needs love drops real bad to put in her drink.
Oh, see, now, wait a minute. You went from Bengay to love drops? How did that happen?
They don't go together, Suzanne, no. They don't go together. That's different.
Maybe we'll give Mr. Biden some Bengay.
There you
go.
Yeah,
I use it for a rub down, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Rub down your back, your kneecap, everything, your foot.
Foot.
Oh,
did it burn?
Did
it
hurt?
Didn't that burn? It's
not on your foot. No, no, no. I put sanitizer on your hand or put it on your foot.
Sanitizer on your foot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, you must have very sanitary feet.
Whatchamacallit? I'm going to talk to Pat Cooper all about it. Take a trip down,
trip down to the men's room.
Hey, Pat Cooper,
why don't you put some sanitizer on your brain?
Hey, Pat Cooper, let me ask you something. You're going to call. We're going to have a discussion at the restroom. So
that's
I'm putting coronavirus right into the toilet, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
right in the toilet. Don't forget to put your helmet on with the raincoat when you go to the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I'm going to the bathroom. And no flirting in the bathroom. Just have a chat with the ladies,
no,
you know.
Business now, guys. No trying.
Coronavirus in the Bengay.
True, that's true.
Ooh,
and love that to kill the vitamin C.
That's
what?
It.
Yeah.
What?
I lost my heart in San Francisco.
Oh,
you're
geez. Going
to shine on me.
You lose it. Yes, you must have.
Go ahead, go ahead. You're doing good, Louie.
Yeah, you are.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Hit it.
You lost it.
Tony Bennett, I hope you're not
Come
listening.
On,
go ahead, hit it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Tony's too old to hit
my heart.
Thank God.
And coronavirus. On the hill. Very close to me.
He's turning
I saw those little coronavirus. Way halfway to Antilles. Look on his side. Way to the air. We didn't care. I never always bear. In San Francisco.
Oh my.
On a hill. And
Bengay.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh,
then when come home to you. And San Francisco with no coronavirus allowed. You're golden Antilles. Well, sun will never far from me.
Wait, would you say who fought on you?
No, your golden sun, where Antilles will shine on me.
You're so
funny. I thought he said somebody fought on him.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were saying.
Woo!
I'm like, oh, my Jesus, Lord.
All right, you heard it right here on Inner Sight. The cure for the
Somebody
coronavirus is Bengay.
All right, Susanna, take a chill pill. You'll feel better.
A chill pill?
make you calm your laughing something. Your laughing. Yeah.
All right,
hey,
Lou.
You hear this on the radio, talk to Buffy Casavo all about it.
That's it.
Oh, so what do I tell Buffy?
I'll call me Love Drops Louie Rivero, Lulu Bell Clementine. That's the one.
Make sure you give Buffy some Bengay.
Did she call you that at work?
Yeah.
She calls you Buffy Drops at work? She does?
Yeah.
No
hey,
way.
Bobby Casalvo, you got to help me. Oh, forgive me.
Oh, no, you're all on your own with that one. You know why? If you're going to serenade somebody and want to be your, you know, your loved one, you got to do it all on your own, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, in sight.
Hey, yes, Suzanne and Frank Perino, I love you guys.
Well, I love you too, Louie.
Really, Suzanne, I love you.
You give us a lot of love, too. You actually have good sense of humor, and
yeah.
I love you so much for that. You know that? Really.
Yeah.
Not many people have a good sense of humor. You really do.
Okay. Louie, I love you guys.
Yeah, Louie the Lip, everybody.
Louie the Lip, yeah. Everybody.
Have a good weekend,
yeah.
Guys. Love ya.
Louie the Laughing Lip.
Too,
okay.
All right.
All right.
Take care with those love drops now.
Thanks,
Louie. Right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
we'll,
you, Suzanne.
Don't forget, Monday, Mad or Glad. We'll be here. All the stuff you're mad about, glad about. Yeah. How are we doing with the, how's about a tally? Any good listeners in the last couple of days?
Oh, a tally, let's see. And then you have
any
to
good...
speak with Maureen, she's been waiting.
what are we getting listeners, right. Anything good?
Okay, hang on, I'll wait for it to come up. Okay, 96,342.
Oh, we grew a little bit. All right, let's take Maureen's call. She's still on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right, in a sight live.
Taking its time.
Maureen.
Yeah, here she comes. Miss Maureen, here she comes.
Hello.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Did you hear Mom in the beginning?
Yeah, I was just going to say I wanted to say happy birthday to Rose.
We only got a few minutes.
That was cute.
Yeah,
that
you.
Was cute. At least you got to see her. That was good and be with her for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, it's all happy on
Mother's
Day. You're
85. My
mother's joined the, you know, the, what are they called? City Hall protesters down there. We could get to see them every day then. The Occupy Wall Street, Occupy City Hall, I mean. If our mother's joined that, we'd be able to see them every day.
Oh, no.
There'd be no restrictions. They're out there every single day.
Well, maybe we
will.
Yeah, you know, I got a great idea. Remember I said the contest idiot of the world?
Yeah.
We ought to get all the nursing home staff people to enter that.
Why?
They win. They the
they
first prize is two different color shoes.
Yeah.
No, because that's
you know, they
a
might
good
just
place
do it, you know?
To find a winner.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I was thinking that if either they joined the Occupy City Hall or us, we could get to see them every single day. We wouldn't have to wait months.
There you go. We could get to see them every single day too.
Yeah. Oh, there's only 19 seconds. I'm gonna
say God help. I gotta be a good girl, you know.
Okay. Maybe Frank, I can talk to you tomorrow about the GoFundMe. Okay, maybe tomorrow.
What happened tomorrow?
Oh, what GoFundMe? What happened?
GoFundMe. Maybe I can talk to you tomorrow about that.
Oh yeah. I could help you with that.
Oh, okay, great. All right, I'll talk tomorrow. Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Good night.
60 seconds.
Hey, we got to get out of here, world. We'll see you Monday. Mad or glad. Hope you had a little fun.
Yeah.
And look forward to that debate between Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden. You know, that should be very interesting. And any candidates out there for idiot of the world, just send us an email. You want to win the two separate shoes, don't you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I forgot to tell you one important thing. Not only are they two different color shoes, they're two left shoes.
So, why would you want two left shoes?
Because the person's an idiot.
Problem.
All right, in a sight. Goodbye, world. In a sight.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, I forgot my bedroom suit. I gotta go bed. Woo!
Good night.